going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Why don't y'all give this broadcast a retweet? Retweet this on social media. Put it on your Facebook. Let everybody know that we're live. Chopping up game as we always do. Let me take a quick commercial break and get that out the way, ladies and gentlemen, so we can come back and do this late night chop up. We will be right back after these messages, so don't move a muscle, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back right on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Have you been feeding your skin quality ingredients? Are you dealing with any type of skin condition such as eczema, hyperpigmentation, body acne, or discoloration? Here at Joy House Essentials, our triple whip shea butter is 100% handmade and whipped to perfection, guaranteeing results you will see and feel instantly. Give your skin the nourishment it deserves and stop using harmful, chemical-based products today. You can find us at www.thejoyhouseshop.net or give us a follow on Instagram at @JHEshop. Joy House Essentials, let's elevate together.
This corrupt, but I'm here to let you know something. I'm gonna put you up on this Skype, the customizable
tipping app,
the only app paying out indie label music publishing. Trick out the app and get music publishing money on Skype. You can get music publishing money on this app called Skype. It's so super cracking. They set new trends to help FBA stack more paper. You gotta check out this app. It's on Google Play. App Store. Hey, I want to give big ups to Diplo. System D128 was cracking with you, DJ J-Mob. I see you. Know that my folks. But also, Lil Diesel, a.k.a. Dave Ski, was cracking with you. My guy, thanks for putting me up on
Skybert.
Good looking, man.
Skybert at ORG.
What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com. to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground. So you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to apologize to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
Oh, we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. Glad to have y'all tuning in, man. How y'all been so far this week? Hope you guys had a great Aretasase holiday with your family. Hope you chilled with your kin folks. We had a phenomenal Aretasase celebration this past weekend, guys. Man, we really, really enjoyed it. You know what I need to do? I need to hop on camera with you guys. How about that? Let me hop on camera so I can just be in the room so I'm not a mystery. Boom. There I am. There I am. I'm here. Let me show y'all how I'm looking and how I'm feeling. Let me join you guys. Shout out to everybody, first of all, who gave me a lot of great book recommendations for Retrosussy, our first celebration of our foundational Black American holiday. People were celebrating all across the country. You dig? A lot of great book recommendations. There were a lot of Retrosussy parties. People were sending me pictures of them and their families. Just beautiful, 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 man. Much respect. What's the name of the venue? The Black in Dallas. Somebody's asking about the Dallas event. More information about the Dallas event is going to happen on the website. We're going to have more information on that. The FBA Expo, which is happening May 27th, Saturday, May 27th, Dallas at the Black, what's it called? The Black Academy of Arts. I think that's the name. I'll get all that information for you guys, because a lot of people are asking about the registration for the vending and all of that stuff. So we pretty much got that confirmed. We got the venue locked down. So we're going to get all of that other information to you on the website. We've just been so busy with so much other stuff. I got so much stuff going on. But I'm here. Shout out to Pittsburgh. Shout out to everybody all over the country here. Man, so much stuff going on. We're going to have a VIP screening, soft grand opening for the Hidden History Museum in February, ladies and gentlemen. In February, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Los Angeles, you're going to need to come on through. We're going to have a phenomenal soft opening / screening, private VIP. You're going to get the VIP treatment, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be there chilling. We're going to watch the film there. Have good food. We're going to have food there, drinks, the whole shebang, and I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. That's going to be in February out here in Los Angeles. I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. I got a lot of interviews popping up this week. Shout out to No Jumper and Flacco from No Jumper. That interview, they posted that today. Phenomenal interview on No Jumper. Go to No Jumper's YouTube channel and check that interview out. Chopping up real game. Shout out to Street TV. They put out an interview today. All these interviews of me are just popping up simultaneously that I've done a long time ago. Street TV, I did that back in September. The one with No Jumper, I did that earlier this month. Also, tomorrow, the 85 South interview is coming out. All right? So check out the brothers from 85 South. Love those brothers, man. Really enjoyed kicking it with those brothers down there in Atlanta. Brother Carlos, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, phenomenal, phenomenal brothers, man. Real, real good brothers. So that interview is coming out tomorrow. So I'm telling you, that's some real hot fire on that one. Wait till y'all hear that one. That's some real hot fire. Real, real hot fire. Man, so what else, man? Let's get into the game. Who passed away? I'm seeing all these RIPs. Who died? who died, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, that's a great interview on 85 South, man. We chopped up some real, real heavy game, man. You don't want to miss that one. And check out all the other interviews that I've done, ladies and gentlemen. Check out some of the other interviews that I've done. Now let's get into some game tonight. We're not going to be too long tonight. That dude, Sinful the P, he died? Okay. I know who Sinful was. What did Sinful die of? What did Sinful die of? What happened with Sinful? I know who Sinful is. Sinful the P. I know who he is. What happened to him? Yeah. What happened to him? How did he die? I'll get some more information about that later. It's undisclosed at this time. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll check that out. I know who Sinful is, but you know, I know who he is. But anyway, I ain't trying to promote that. They seen him shock from a fall. Okay. He died at his crib. No one knows how he died. Yeah, you don't know yet. Gorgeous Dre says he doesn't know. Shout out to Gorgeous Dre. That's my guy. But Sinful, he said some questionable and done some questionable stuff. So I really didn't rock with him like that, to be honest. I'm going to be very honest. I didn't really rock with him like that. He has said some, you know, whatever. I'm not, the brother's dead. I ain't about to say nothing about nobody passing away, but, you know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let me get into what we're talking about today. We got a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about today. A lot of stuff we're going to be talking about today. Yeah. A lot of stuff we're going to talk about today. First of all, where are my brothers and sisters in South Africa, man? You know, I rock with my South African brothers and sisters. I rock with you. My South African family. There was a situation out there in South Africa. I won't even show the video because I don't even want to get a ding. I'll show a screenshot. There was a situation at a swimming pool, that was allegedly on some whites only type of thing. And they still do that out there in certain parts of South Africa. They still be on that kind of vibe. That's the screenshot. So some suspected white supremacist males started gaffling up these black kids at the Mousel Sport Resort and Conference Center in Free State, South Africa. Because they were just on some whites only type of stuff, from what I understand. Now that the story got legs, they tried to spin the story by creating a fake narrative that the black boys were harassing a three-year-old or one of the kids, one of the men's children, and that the black boys threw a three-year-old in the water, which is complete BS. I don't believe that at all. That's a little jive story they tried to concoct because now this has gone viral. We started showing and I'm not going to play the video clip. You can look it up go to my Twitter page. Y'all know my Twitter page, Tariq Nasheed. So they were kind of roughing up the black kids, and the EFF and those guys, they showed up in numbers. They came through after this happened. They pulled up on them. They pulled up to the hotel and everybody took over the pool. You know, so the brothers and sisters out there pulled up and they're trying to produce justice out there. The story went viral. We started posting it and retweeting it. So it went viral internationally. And some people were saying, why are you rocking with the South Africans? You don't like Africans. That's not true. Let's be very clear. That's not true at all. I rock with African people. I don't dislike African people. I don't dislike African people whatsoever. Especially South Africans. I rock with South Africans heavy. I rock with them heavier than I rock with most people on the continent. You know why? Because at least they got a person like Julius Malema, who is extremely on code. I love Julius Malema. Julius Malema is the most on code brother in the whole continent of Africa. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Julius Malema has all my support. The EFF, they need to have a donation link on their main website. You know, they probably got some kind of sanctions on them or whatever, but they really need to have a donation link on their main website so that the international family can bless them. You dig? I rock with Julius Malema heavy. Do y'all understand? That brother is extremely on code. He's a real one. Always shows respect to the foundational Black American family, speaks truth to power, speaks out against white supremacy, talks about how we all need to hook up in the diaspora. He's the only one on code out there, for real, on a major level. You dig? Brother Malema is hella on code. He has my full support. As long as you're on code, your African brother and sister, you're on code, I got you. I rock with you. Yeah? And again, that was the EFF. Yeah, they rolled up. The EFF, they get on code. The EFF rolled up. They came through. Yeah? Julius Malema, that's a rider. We support that brother. We support that brother very heavy. Yeah? And we stand with them. And we stand against white supremacy out there and them harming those children. That is unacceptable. These resorts that allow that, we're going to call them out internationally. Your name will be mud on these international streets. They don't want that now because, you know, they depend on tourism and your name got stank on it. And people are trying to travel and they Google your name and see your hotel resort has some international stank on it. Yeah. So I rock with my South African brothers. When I went out there, the South African brothers and sisters showed me mad love. They showed me a phenomenal, phenomenal amount of respect. I ended up doing a lecture out there that I wasn't even planning on doing. I was out there on vacation. They saw me. These brothers and sisters recognized me in the streets. They were like, Tariq, what are you doing here? You have to speak. So I ended up doing a lecture out there. I wasn't even planning on doing it. I'm out there with the family. My mom, my babies, we're out there chilling. And yeah, I ended up doing a lecture out there. What's interesting, I did a lecture out there for the brothers and sisters. And a bunch of white people started showing up. It was some white people there sitting around looking stank as hell. Like, okay, well, y'all got to be in the mix, don't you? Man, y'all got to be in the mix. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. But shout out to our South African brothers and sisters. We're standing with you. We're standing with you against this. This ain't cool at all. That hotel resort, the Mazelsport Resort and Conference Center, we're going to have to holler at them. They're going to have to rectify that. They're going to have to produce some compensatory justice for the community out there. You dig? And again, to the EFF, you guys need to get a donation link on your site. You really need to get a donation link on your site. I don't know what the situation is. I know they play these little financial sanction games with our brothers and sisters out there. But I'm pretty sure there's something that you can do so that the international family can easily gift you and bless you with a little something to keep the empowerment going for the family over there. That would be phenomenal. All right. Some other stuff that's happening in the news, ladies and gentlemen. Some other stuff that's happening out here. Some other stuff that's popping off. In New York, and shout out to all my brothers and sisters on the East Coast. I know it's hella cold out there. I saw some stuff where there was a sister in New York who froze. She was in her car frozen to death. I'm like, damn, what the hell is going on with the weather, man? I saw some people doing videos of them like pouring water out like a water bottle and the water is freezing while they're pouring it out. Y'all all right out there, my East Coast family? Are we good? It's getting crazy out there. But there was a situation, man, in New York that was very tragic. And I hate to see these stories. It was another killer zaddy story. This sister got her a zaddy. He must be Hispanic or Italian. His name is Geraldo. So this sister had her a zaddy. And this is so tragic, man. She's her abusive zaddy got in the car with her kids that he has, you know, he has these kids with her. So he got in the car with their kids and ran her over in the car, then got out the car and started stabbing her. Then said, hey, I hit my wife, arrest me. He told the cops, I think I killed my wife. So he got out bold with it. Yeah, I did it. And what's interesting, there's stories going on down in Florida and other places of some of these dusty dudes harming sisters. And I see these comments, oh, that's why I don't be dating no black men. So y'all better cut all that out. And on top of that, let's keep it a buck. Some of these weird situations that's happening with these folks, because people are really using the Tory Lane, Megan Thee Stallion thing, they're trying to use Tory as a proxy for black men. oh, Tory Lane represents the black male patriarchy, blah, blah, blah. And y'all, we're going to be clear. We're going to play that game. Let's be clear. Remember, Tory Lane is non-FBA. A lot of these dudes who are doing this crazy stuff out here, see, I'm not taking ownership of none of these dudes. You're not going to be like, oh, look at the black man. No, no, no. Some of these people are not FBA. This guy right here down in Florida, he's accused of 41-year-old dude accused of impregnating a 13-year-old girl, blames it on voodoo. This is a Haitian dude. Y'all not going to put these dudes on us with all of this weird stuff. And then in the comment section, oh, these black men. No, a lot of these dudes are non-FBA, baby. A lot of these dudes are non-FBA. You dig? We got to call them all out. You're not putting them on us. You're not putting them on us. Yeah. And some people, there are some rapists who are FBA. Yeah, we have to own up to them. You own up to yours, all right? Sure, we do have some pervy FBAs. Since we got to own up to them, you own up to yours. We're not playing that game. Don't pawn these folks off on us. I don't want nobody's trash. All right? I don't want nobody's trash whatsoever. And speaking of trash, y'all know that one sassy buffoon who's a Democratic shill. And speaking of non-FBA, you know the girl Shanquella, the sister who got killed down there in Mexico? Two of the suspects, from what I understand, their parents are Jamaican. These aren't even FBA. So the people who killed Shanquella, allegedly, they're non-FBA. So they get the FBA sister down there in Mexico, get out the country, and then beat her to death. See, that's something that we're going to have to call out, some of this contempt that a lot of non-FBA people have for us, to the point where it gets deadly. You dig? We're going to have to call that stuff out. It gets to the point where it is deadly, ladies and gentlemen. Huh? Some of y'all say you want to call up. I might open the phone lines up a little bit later. Ladies and gentlemen. I might do that later. But listen. All this Sanborn that a lot of these shills do, as we know, there's no retirement plan for Sanborn. Now, that sassy Democratic shill who gets on, some of y'all know who he is, the Too Raw, Too Real coon. He's a shill for Kamala Harris and the Democrats. His job, they send him out to shame us into voting for nothing. So he attacks a lot of influencers. He attacks me all the time with his sassy buffoonery. And now he's complaining because the White House invited some black media people, and some people from the Shade Room and some other gossip sites to do a photo op. And he feels slighted that he wasn't invited. And he's sitting up in the car about to cry, whining, all that Sanborn and buffooning. Now he's about to cry because Kamala Nim didn't invite him up. You dig? Hold on. Now he's trying to shame them with his little old sassy self. This is a great value, Jussie Smollett. All right. Let me play this dude now whining that he ain't getting no tangibles. He ain't getting nothing. He's not all animated and sassy here. Now he feels slighted. Hold on. Look at this. Hold on.
This message to the Biden-Harris administration, not like it matters, a lot like I matter or anything like that, or people like me who matter. 2023 is going to be very different for me. I work a 9-to-5, okay? I got a real fucking damn job outside of this. I dip and dab into politics to give people the real shit. I continuously combat misinformation and get paid dust. And I feel like it's fucked up because y'all continuously reward fuck shit. Like, how the hell do you invite the Shade Room and the Breakfast Club to the White House for a holiday celebration when these people have constantly used their platform to misinform? Like, didn't the Shade Room put out misinformation about y'all handing out crack pipes knowing damn well that we've had harm reduction programs since the 1980s? Like, is weird to me. Like, you can have the Breakfast Club use their platform to invite people like Cornel West, Nina Turner, and Dr. Umar Johnson, saying that you have done Boozy
Gang, Boozy Gang, Boozy Gang, Boozy Gang, Boozy Gang, Boozy Gang, Boozy Gang, Boozy Gang, Boozy Gang. Spend 10 racks on a boy hole. My trap will do spirals. Ooh, I fucking trap on the hormones. Can't buy a bitch no wedding ring.
I don't matter. I understand all of this stuff, and I don't expect to be invited to the White House. I don't expect to be acknowledged. I know what the fuck it is. I'm too raw, too fucking real. I'm unpredictable. I'm raw with words. But one damn thing that I am true to is being cemented in truth. And it's not just me. It's not just about me. It's about the collective. It's about people that I continuously repost as they continue to uplift you in the right way. I didn't never wanted to do this. I never wanted to jump into politics. I always felt like playing the background and uplift the people who actually have a degree in this, people who actually have the credentials to actually step toe to toe. But I bodied reporters. I bodied pundits. Can't nobody fuck with me when it comes to facts.
Okay, yeah. So this is a sassy Sambo sitting here talking about what he done bodied. You didn't body nothing. They done bodied your goofy ass. Had you samboing and shilling for nothing. And now you want to sit in the car and whine because you ain't getting no money. They ain't paying you. You still sitting here trying to shill. They didn't give you anything. You doing it for nothing. You were doing it out of body. You didn't body nothing. They didn't body your dumb ass. Sitting in the car trying to cry now. Don't cry now, Mr. Sassy. Sitting in the car like Taraji P. Henson and Baby Boy. He don't love me no more. He don't love me. Kamala don't love me no more. Oh, God. Don't cry now. What? Don't cry, bruh. Oh, you think you're going to shame them now because you did all that cooning and all that buck dancing dance doing the Beyonce challenge with your little goofy ass? You and the Bussy Gang doing the Bussy Gang dance. They were all dancing for Stacey Abrams and dancing for Kamala.
Bussy gang, bussy gang, bussy gang, bussy gang, bussy gang, bussy gang, bussy gang. Spend 10 racks on a boy hole. My trap will do spiral.
Oh, God. Sit down, great value, Jesse. Sat up here making a damn fool out of yourself for nothing. Doing the Beyonce Bussy Pop Challenge for nothing. Huh, that's what we've been telling you. Samboing don't pay. Ain't no retirement for Samboing. Ain't nobody gonna show you no respect after you done cut a jig like a big old sassy buffoon. Now you wanna sit up here and try to, them shaming tactics don't work, fool. Now you wanna sit up here and act like Jennifer Hudson. And I'm telling you, I'm not going. All that dramatic ass whining. Stop it. Stop being a damn Sambo. You ding? What's up, Tanisha? You will be able to buy tickets. We'll probably get everything set up by next week. Because a lot of people are asking about tickets for the event. You'll probably have everything set up next week. I'll keep you guys posted on that. I'll keep you posted on that. We've got a lot of folks in here on this late night shop up. I forgot how late it is. It is still very late, but we're still in here. We're in here, family. Y'all retweet this and let everybody know that we're live. Y'all retweet this and let everybody know that we're live. Now listen, speaking of Kamala Harris, did y'all see her and Zaddy do their Kwanzaa speech? Did y'all see them with their Kwanzaa video? Oh, Kamala be laying it on so thick with the BS. This is y'all sister girl. This is your girl right here, guys. This is Kamala and Zaddy talking about how they celebrated Kwanzaa. Hold on.
Hello, everyone, and happy Kwanzaa. Doug and I send our warmest wishes to all of you this holiday season.
During Kwanzaa, we celebrate the history and heritage of the African-American community and the African diaspora.
Growing up, Kwanzaa was always a special time. We came together with generations of friends and family and neighbors. There were never enough chairs, so my sister and I and the other children would often sit on the floor, and together we lit the candles of the Kanara, and then the elders would talk about how Kwanzaa is a time to celebrate culture, community, and family. And they, of course, taught us about the seven principles. My favorite principle was always the second, Kujichagulia, self-determination, the power to design your own life and determine your own future. And it is a deeply American principle, one that guides me every day as vice president.
To everyone celebrating, we hope your week is filled with love and light. From our family to yours, happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, Lord Jesus. If Kamala don't stop, Kamala, this is what chaps my ass with Kamala. Kamala be lying. Family, do you think Kamala's ass was up here celebrating some Kwanzaa? Do y'all really think Kamala was sitting up here celebrating Kwanzaa? Kamala was raised in an East Indian household, ladies and gentlemen. That woman was raised in an East Indian household. She was not celebrating no damn Kwanzaa. I don't believe that for a second, and none of you believe it either. You don't believe it either. Big, hold on. Yeah, we were lighting the candles of, stop it. We're celebrating Emoja. Stop it. Stop it. Yes, you were raised in a Jamaican East Indian household. Yeah? A Jamaican East Indian household. If you don't stop the cap, woman, stop the damn cap. There was no black. She tries to act like she had this black culture growing up. No, you weren't celebrating Kwanzaa. Y'all were in there eating some damn baklava, making some curry goat. You weren't doing all of this stuff, ma'am. No, you were not doing that, ma'am. Yeah, when we were growing up, we were listening to Tupac in the 70s. What? Oh, Tupac wasn't around in the 70s? Oh, I mean, we're listening to Cardi B. Oh, she wasn't around either? Oh, because remember how she would get all of her bullshit mixed up? Remember that? When she started trying to act like she had all this black history going on, and people started asking her, wait, that didn't happen. She's like, yeah, when I was in college, yeah, we used to listen to Tupac. Like, when you were in college, Tupac wasn't out? Wait, you were in college in like the 80s. Tupac didn't have an album out, sis. Oh, well, you go, Fife. Am I right, Fife? Yeah, they weren't out either. Tribe Called Quest wasn't out either, sis. Who's ever feeding you your blackness, they're not giving it to you chronologically correct, ma'am. Oh, yeah, some of y'all fell for it. Y'all fell for the sister girl nonsense. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. She wasn't in no college listening to no damn Tupac. She was in college. She was in college listening to some East Indian music. Lighting an oven to make some hummus. She was not listening to no damn Tupac. She was listening to this. She was bumping some of this right here. This was she was bumping. She was not bumping no damn Tupac. This is the Kwanzaa she was getting down to. Oh, Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris. That's y'all girl. That's your sister girl, though. That's your damn sister girl. But listen, family, this is why I think we got to gatekeep our culture more. FBA family, listen to me. Let's get to this. We need to gatekeep our culture more. Family, should we market our culture? See, you know what's funny? When we were practicing a retrosussy, we were celebrating a retrosussy. We had a lot of tethers popping up, upset. Hey, what are you niggas doing? You just made up a holiday. How are you niggas going to make up a holiday? You made up your own holiday. You're celebrating. You know, there's always a problem when we want to celebrate our culture. You're making money off your own holiday that you made up. While you're making money, you are making money on your own culture. Yes. You've had people actually complaining that we were celebrating our own holiday, and there were people having events, people selling merchandise, people selling shirts, not just me, and people getting cards and gifts and people making money and marketing this stuff. Oh, you niggas are making money on your own holiday. Yes. And let me tell my FBA family something. Stop letting people try to pocket watch and shame you for making money from your own culture. A lot of tethers do that. A lot of older people do that. And we should be doing that. We should market our culture. We should control our culture and market it and gatekeep it. And we should profit off the access to our culture. Yeah? We absolutely should do it. The problem is, family, we give our culture away because we were taught to not value our own culture. See, we got to get this mind flop that they put on us. We've been taught to not value our culture, yet everybody else values it and benefits off of our culture. You understand what I'm saying? We got to start checking people for this type of stuff. And we have to take control of our culture. We give it away and people capitalize off it, just like with the hip hop thing. They've taken it out of our hands, or trying to take it out of our hands so they can profit off of it. Everybody's trying to profit off of it. And then we have folks within our own culture who try to shame us from profiting from our own culture, as we should be. We should profit on our culture. Everybody else does. You understand? Everybody profits off our culture, and they gatekeep their own culture and profit off of it. You dig? Listen, other groups, in order to gain access to their culture, you got to give them some paper. If you want authentic Jamaican food, you got to come to the Jamaican store, break bread. You dig? You have to break bread. If you go to any Asian culture, you're going to have to break bread to participate in anything they got going on. You're going to have to come out your pocket. When you go to any of these Native American reservations, in order to indulge in their culture, they're selling you their culture, which is fine. You go to one of them reservations, first of all, you got to pay them to even go on their reservations. You got to pay them to go there. You got to break bread. You got to pay them for the authentic food. You want to taste some of these Native American burritos we got? Break bread. This is their authentic stuff. You want to buy some of these Native American clothes? Break bread. You want to learn some of the rain dances from my tribe? Let me hold something. Everybody does that. Everybody does that. They sell access to their culture, as you should. We got this goofy nonsense that we ain't supposed to do that. The hell we're not. We don't do it enough. Let me tell you something. That's because a lot of folks who don't want to market our culture, they don't value it, because there's a lot of self-hating things there. I value our culture. I value our culture. And anybody who wants to indulge in it, I will market it to you accordingly. You understand? I value our culture, everything about it. And we have to package our culture in a way that we can benefit from people getting access to it. You understand? Because I feel that our culture has that much value. I love our culture. I'm not ashamed of our culture. This whole thing where we're supposed to be ashamed of the slavery experience and us in the subjugation. No, I gain strength from seeing how my people persevered. I ain't with all that giving shit away no more. I ain't with that. You ain't going, we got to stop this little money shaming thing that we have to, that people try to do. We ain't doing that. That's over. We should benefit off our culture, our FBA culture. We benefit off that. Everybody else does. And we're the experts on it because we're the descendants of the people who built this country. That is our claim to fame. That's our claim to authenticity. You understand? We give away our stuff way too much. You got KFC franchises and all that stuff. You know, KFC, and the narrative is that Colonel Sanders got the recipe from a black woman in Kentucky, I think. Colonel Sanders. No more of that stuff where we're the root of something and we give it away and we don't benefit from it. Jack Daniel's whiskey, Ernest Nearest, whatever his name is, Uncle Nearest, the black man, Foundation of Black American, created the Jack Daniel's whiskey. Jack Daniel's got it from a Foundation of Black American enslaved brother, didn't get no credit. They're just now crediting the guy. They're just now giving him his props now. Enough of that. Enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. You dig? Famous Amos sat up there and had to give away the game, gave away his famous recipe. He can't even use his name no more. Famous Amos. I know he does a lot of stuff out there in Hawaii. Now he had to create another cookie company out there. But he can't even use his trademark, Famous Amos. He can't use his name, they use his face and likeness still. And he only get paid off of it. You understand? So it was the black man that made buffalo chicken wings and ranch dressing, by the way, too. It was a black man who made ranch dressing and potato chips. We got to stop that, ladies and gentlemen, and stop that weak shaming thing when we market our culture and then we benefit off the marketing of our culture, as we should. We should do that. It's not a negative thing. We need to do it more. We need to do more of it. You know what y'all need to do, family? I want y'all to listen to me. This is what you need to do. More of you need to be doing this. This is what more of you, and we're going to be talking about a lot of this stuff in the museum, by the way. We're going to have a lot of stuff in the museum about this stuff. That's why we got the museum popping. We got our museum popping in a historic area of Los Angeles, and people are going to have to come pay and get access to the great game and our history, our culture. You saw 1804, you loved it. Much respect. But listen, family, listen. Other groups, they sell you their culture. When you go to other countries, you got people there. The minute you step on their land, they're selling you the culture. We're the only people who don't do that. We need to do more of that. If you go to Africa, especially if you go to West Africa, even parts of East Africa, when I went to Zanzibar, you have the people there who are descendants of the slave traders. These are some of the people who help enslave folks. You go over there, you know what they'll do? They'll be like, hey, my name is Mbutu, and I'm My great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave trader, and I'm going to give you a tour of the dungeons and where they had your people. They will sit up there and give you a tour and profit. You're paying them to show you their culture of catching you and enslaving you. You know? Which is okay. I'm not even knocking it. He's an expert on slave trading. He's coming in there telling you how to lock people down for Europeans. When I was over there in Zanzibar, it was an African brother giving us a tour of the slave dungeon over here. They put these slaves here in the little boxes. It was very cold. It was very cold at night and hot in the day. And they put them there. And before they put them on the ships, all right. They're telling you how their folks did you. You understand? And we sit up there and pay them money. Okay. We need to be doing the same thing here, family. Where are my people who need jobs? See, we got a lot of these homeless black people out here. I'm going to give y'all some game here tonight. Because there's a lot of black people out here. Listen, you got black folks out here who need jobs. You need some extra money, or you just need a career, whatever. You know what you can do for extra money, guys? Because there's so much money out here to be made. Black people, especially if you're a foundational black American. In all of these cities around the United States that have historic zones, if there's a city that has a historic zone, you need to be out there doing walking tours. Do you understand? Especially if you're in places like South Carolina, New Orleans, Alabama, even Georgia. Listen to what I'm saying. You need to be doing walking tours. I'm going to give you some game. Let's say you're a 20-year-old cat. You ain't got no job. You need some money. This is something you can get started. You can profit off your lineage and market your lineage without no money down, no startup money or nothing. All you need are tennis shoes. That's all you need. And if you already have the lineage, that is your expertise. That makes you an expert. Especially if you are in Louisiana. Y'all listen to what I'm saying. I want y'all to follow me on this one. Yeah, Houston, they got Freedmantown. Y'all asses need to be out there. Listen, especially if you're in New Orleans, because New Orleans is the big tourist site. Look, you're a 20-year-old dude. You ain't got no money. All you need to do, go get you some tennis shoes, get you a shirt and a tie, brush your damn teeth, line your hair up, learn, talk to your grandma, talk to your grandparents, your great-grandparents, let them lace you with some game about the history of the town because they're going to know. Talk to the black people there to give you some history of the city, of the area. Then you learn some more about the city and the area. Articulate yourself. Go out there and make you some money. Go out there, put some ads up online, and as a foundational black American, I'm an expert on foundational black American culture because you are. If you are a foundational black American, you are an expert on the culture just by birthright. That makes you an authority. So you go out here in Louisiana, you out there in Louisiana, you're in the French Quarters, put up some ads online. Say, you come to Louisiana. My name is Darnell Smith, and I do walking tours of the area. As a foundational black American who descended from slaves, I'm going to tell you about my history. It's going to be $40 per person. You walk with me, and I give you a walking tour around the French Quarters. You make a couple of $100 a day. No startup money, nothing. Just on your lineage. You understand what I'm telling you guys? That's easy money. When we were filming down in Louisiana, we were filming in the French Quarters. I saw white people doing walking tours. When we shot Buck Breaking, we were talking about, because we shot a lot of Buck Breaking down in Louisiana. And we were in the French Quarters showing the mansion of one of the slave owners, Madame Lalaurie. There were white people on walking tours, walking and telling about the history. I have a brother down there named Aaron. He has a van. He has a car. A van. Now, if you have a car, that's another level. You can get your car and drive people around. But I'm saying even if you don't have a car, you can just do a walking tour. A car, that takes it to another level. My brother Aaron does that down there. He takes people on the plantation tours down there, dropping game about the history. But you don't even need a car. You can do a walking tour. I've done walking tours. One of my FBA sisters, she lives in Amsterdam. She's been out there for a minute, and she does a walking tour teaching about the history of certain areas in Amsterdam. Me and my brother Ola, we were in the UK the last time I could go, and there was a brother there who was giving a walking tour about certain hidden monuments and things around the city. All of you out there, if you're a foundational Black American, you need to be doing the same thing, especially if there's a historic area in your town. Where my Birmingham people, where I live, where I grew up, where's my Birmingham people? Birmingham, Alabama. If anybody is from Birmingham, raise your hand in here. Raise your hand if you're from Birmingham, Alabama, if you live in Birmingham, because I know the area. I haven't been in Birmingham in years, but listen, down there, 4th Avenue, 16th Street, over there where A.G. Gaston used to own a lot of stuff. Y'all asses need to be out there giving walking tours. Over there by the 16th Street Baptist Church where they bombed it, over in that area, you need to be, hey, my name is Kenny Jenkins. I'm a foundational Black American descended from the people of the Civil Rights Movement. I'm an authority on this because this is from my lineage, and I want to give you a tour about what's happening or what happened here in Birmingham, give you some historical significance about Birmingham. Over here, my foundational Black American family, there was a bomb that harmed some of the people from my lineage. Over here is where Dr. King marched. Over here is where they had the Freedom Riders. Over here, over here is where A.G. Gaston, one of the richest Black men at the time, he owned these buildings here, here, here. Montgomery. Over here is where Rosa Parks got on the bus. Over here is where they marched. If you're in Selma, all these people in Selma ain't got no money. Man, y'all need to be having Edmund Pettus Bridge tours every day in Selma. If you are in Selma, all these people in Selma who ain't got no money, all these people in Selma who ain't got no money, your ass need to be out there on Edmund Pettus Bridge giving tours, $20 a pop. You can make a great little living, $20 a head. That's cheap. Come on out. You get five people for $20 a pop. You got $100, man. Do a walking tour of the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Hey, man, my name is Steve Jackson. I'm a foundational Black American, part of the lineage of the people who were enslaved and who were part of the Civil Rights Movement, who sacrificed themselves right here on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Let me show you where they had the dog sicked on them. Let me tell you about the history of Edmund Pettus. Let me tell you about the history of Selma. All you got to do is articulate yourself. You know? Your credentials is you're a foundational Black American. What do you mean your credentials? That's your credentials. You said they're going to have some credentials. Nigga, you were born with the credentials. That's your credentials. What are you talking about? I'm telling you your credentials. Some people say, we need credentials. Nigga, you are a foundational Black American. That's your credentials. Those are your credentials. That's it. That's your credentials, dude. That's your lineage. That is your lineage is your credentials, dude. South Carolina, especially Charleston, y'all need to be out there cleaning up. All the tourism out there, the first AME church, all of that. Now, shout out to some of the Gullah Geechee folks because my Gullah Geechee people, they know how to go out there and get it. They do Gullah Geechee tours out there big time. Some of my Gullah Geechee family, they know how to get out there and do it. They get out there, hey, I'm Gullah Geechee. Let me teach y'all about my culture. Let me give y'all some game here. Let me show y'all what we're going to do a walking tour. Man, I'm telling you, all of these cities, you can do this. Washington, D.C., you can give a Foundational Black American tour with Benjamin Banneker, Foundational Black American. I'm a part of his lineage who built this. He built these streets. There's a Foundational Black American who put that monument up there on the Capitol building. Foundational Black American built the White House over there. Man, you can do a walking tour. Y'all need to be cleaning up in D.C. You can be in D.C. I'm telling you, every city you can go and clean up. Your lineage, that's your credentials. You don't need nothing else, man. That's your credentials. Atlanta. I'm telling you, when I go to cities, I look around and see all of the historic significance. Man, you go down in Atlanta, you start walking around the statues of Henry Grady that's in the middle of Midtown. Okay, right here, this is Henry Grady. All of the, he was a white supremacist. You can go, this hospital right here is named after Grady. This was built by black people here. This was built by enslaved people here. This is where Dr. Martin Luther King's church was over here. Over here, this is where some of the SNCC and other freedom riders were over here. Man, you can go to those historic areas around Atlanta. Do walking tours. Your credentials is that you're a Foundational Black American. Philadelphia, all those historic areas over there, break it down. Yes, Grady was a white supremacist. Yes. Now, all of your cities, man, where there are historic areas, you can give a walking tour. Tourists coming in, because listen, family, when people come in town, they want to sightsee. They want somebody who's an expert on the area. Savannah, I was just about to say that. We filmed in Savannah, the movie we just did now. We filmed in Savannah. And I was looking around, and it was a Gullah Geechee sister who was with us telling us about the parks and all of that stuff. I'm like, man, our brothers and sisters need to be out here giving tours. You down in Florida, you can do Seminole tours, man. Walking tours about the Seminoles. Oh, my goodness, man. It's so. If you in New York, where my New Yorkers? Get your asses up there to Central Park. They already have the signs in Central Park, man. If you're a Foundational Black American living in New York, you can go make money tomorrow with nothing down. Just brush your teeth, put on some clean clothes, and don't be musty. And say, hey, how y'all doing? Y'all join me in Central Park, $40 a pop. I'm going to give you a tour of the area that was Seneca Village that was built by Foundational Black Americans, I'm a part of that lineage. The people who are a part of my lineage, the people of Seneca Village, these are my people. We're from the same lineage. They used to live here in Central Park. This was our area. My family, my lineage, this was their area. Let me give you a tour and tell you how they got down. And the signs are already there. They already got markers there. Now, someone said, he's Jamaican, he will pay for it. Yes, people will pay you for that. I'm telling you. Philly, yes. Over here, they bombed the MOVE organization over here. This is what happened here. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where? Tulsa? Y'all need to be out there cleaning up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you are in Tulsa, boy, y'all can do Black Wall Street walking tours. You can make a grip. All you have to do is brush your teeth. Don't be musty. Hi, my name is Laquita Smith. I'm a Foundational Black American, and the Foundational Black Americans who built Wall Street, we share the same lineage. Those are my credentials. So now let me give you a tour of where the Black Wall Street was and what happened at Black Wall Street. You can make $200, $300, $400 starting tomorrow with no money down, nothing. Do you understand me? People will come pay you to see that. I'm telling you, we can control our own industries, ladies and gentlemen. We have to value our lineage. Detroit. There's so much you can do with Detroit. Man, my name is Shanquarius Mackey. My name is Shanquarius Mackey. I've been born and raised here in Detroit as Foundation of Black American. My lineage is shared with the Foundation of Black Americans who built Motown. Over here, we're going to walk. That's the Motown building here. Over here, Diana Ross lived here. Over here, Smokey Robinson lived here. Over here, one of the Temptations smoked crack. Over here. Over here. Dude, you can give walking tours in Detroit in a safe area. You do it in a safe area. Yeah. Walking Motown tours in Detroit. I'm telling you all the cities where you can do this, man. You go, any city you're in, there's going to be some type of historic black significance. That's why you need to learn your city. Yeah, Rosewood, Florida. You can give a tour about the Rosewood Massacre and what happened. Yeah? Any of these places that got some kind of historic significant area, because we are already involved in it. We done something significant with it. Hell, out here in Los Angeles, where are my black people? Let's do LA. We can do it in LA too. Crenshaw. Yeah? Do a driving tour. It'd be best to do a driving tour with Crenshaw. Get you a van and do a driving tour. Show the significant areas. You got to drive. You don't want them walking. You don't want too many people out here walking who don't know the area. They might wear the wrong thing. But also where our museum is over in the Jefferson Park area. That's a historically significant area over there too. So when we start opening the museum for the public, you can do walking tours over there. Where our museum is, Biddy Mason's church is like right around the corner from there. So the area that we have the museum in, that's designated as a historic area in the Jefferson Park area. And that was an upscale place for black people back in the day. Yeah. I'm telling you, up in the Bay, when I was up in the Bay, I was surprised I didn't see this. Where are my Bay people? My people in Oakland. Where are my Bay people? I'm giving y'all some game. My people up there in the Bay. And this is what I saw that was lacking. Because when I went up there, I went to some of the museums and I noticed something was missing. I didn't see anything about the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers in Oakland, that's kind of synonymous. You can put up some ads, man, up there in the Bay, up in Oakland. You put some ads up and say, hey, we're going to give a tour about the history of the Black Panthers and the creation of the Black Panthers. I'm a foundational Black American, and the Black Panthers, that was an organization founded by foundational Black Americans. We're going to show you where Huey P. Newton, this is the block where Huey P. Newton got started, and Bobby Seale and Eldridge Cleaver, and this is where they had the meetings, and this is where they did this in this area. Do a walking tour in Oakland of where the Black Panthers used to get down. People will pay you to see that, family. You go up to the Bay, they got like, people will go do a tour. I think the TV show Full House or something, the actual house is there in San Francisco somewhere. That's a tourist attraction. That's a tourist attraction. You understand? Family, I'm giving you the game. Minnesota, Minneapolis. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, y'all already know. Prince tours. Well, this is where Prince performed. Prince did this here, and Prince did that there, and Paisley Park is here. You can do a Prince tour. I'm a foundational Black American. I share the same lineage as our brother, foundational Black American Prince. This is what, yeah, somebody had a great idea. Put flyers up in hotels. You absolutely can. Also, TripAdvisor. Little sites like that. You can put flyers at hotels, holler at the concierges, make you some cool little flyers. Again, put stuff on TripAdvisor, some stuff online. When people come into cities, they want to sightsee. They want to see some historic significance. They want somebody to give them some game. People want that. Gary, Indiana, Michael Jackson tour. Man, y'all shouldn't be broken, Gary. Brush your teeth, line your hair up, and say, hey, Welcome to Gary, Indiana. We're going to give a tour of where the Jackson family live. This is the house where Janet and Michael and Rebe and Jermaine, they all lived in this house. This is a factory where Joe Jackson used to work. Over here, this is the first studio where they cut their demo. As a foundation of Black Americans, sharing the foundation of Black American lineage with Michael, this is my credential. These are my credentials. Dude, find you a historically significant area in your city, and if it's about, has something to do with your foundational Black American lineage, that makes you credentialed. You're credentialed. Where are my Ohio people? I'm giving y'all some game here. If you're in Dayton, I'm going to do a funk tour. There's a reason why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Ohio. It's in Ohio because a lot of the musical influences came out of Ohio. A lot of great musical influences came out of Ohio, especially Dayton. You can do a funk music tour. You can get you a van in Dayton, Ohio and say, okay, right here is where Roger Troutman and Zapp got started. Over here, Bootsy Collins, this is where they got started. Over here, Lakeside, this is where the funk group Lakeside got started. Over here, Steve Arrington and Slave, this is where they got started. Over here is where Midnight Star got started. You dig? You can do tours showing the foundation of Black American lineage of the funksters out there. I'm telling you guys, people will pay you for this, family. Seattle, jazz tour, man, so much stuff. You could do a jazz tour in Louisiana. I'm just new. There should not be no broke Negroes in New Orleans at all. With your lineage, y'all should be out there every day making money off your lineage, man. That's why I named New Orleans first, dude. There's so much money you can make with no money down. Just get out there and just start making it. You can do a slave plantation tour. You can do a gumbo tour where all the best gumbo places, because you're part of that lineage as a foundational Black American. You can give a jazz tour. You can be out there teaching about the history of jazz and how it got started and just do a walking. You can just keep it in the French Quarter. You don't even have to have a car, man. You can do a hoodoo and voodoo tour. Man, dude, you can market your culture and make a grip off of it. First thing tomorrow, I'm telling you the game. You can do this stuff tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah? You can do this tomorrow and make a grip. There's nothing wrong with us marketing our lineage and we being the credentialed experts on our lineage. Everybody does that. Whatever little piece of lineage they got that's significant, they're going to market the hell out of it. They gonna market that. They had like a Nigerian fest in Atlanta. I think Akon and some of these people put like some kind of Nigerian fest, something in Atlanta. And really the only thing they had popping was Jollof. They had a gazillion Jollof. They had a Jollof tasting contest. They gonna work that Jollof. They ain't really got much to bring to the table. And that's no disrespect. I'm not disrespecting our brothers and sisters from Nigeria. I'm not, but you know that Jollof is the claim. They gonna work that damn Jollof. They had a gazillion Jollof booths. They gonna work the damn Jollof. That's their thing. And I ain't mad at them. I'm not mad at them. Yeah, Your lineage is your certification. Your lineage is your certification. When I go to a country, and if I want to get a tour somewhere, the person who I want to go to is a person who's authentic, a person who's of the lineage of the people. That's what I want to learn about. If I go to Hawaii, I want to go on a tour with a Hawaiian person. Because that person's a Hawaiian, he's going to give me the real deal about that culture. They're going to tell what I need to know about that culture because they are authentic. You are authentic about foundational Black American culture. When you go, if somebody comes to New Orleans, hey, do you know jazz was created by the people of my lineage, foundational Black Americans? Oh, yeah. Let me teach you about my lineage and jazz. They're going to listen to you. They're going to listen to you. You just have to have confidence enough in your damn self and respect your lineage enough. Ain't nothing wrong with that, dude. Marketing your lineage and being an expert on your lineage. Nothing is wrong with that, dude. Now, I'm not talking about how what a lot of white people do. They'll have a tour and they'll have Black people who they hire who and they dress up as slaves and stuff like that. Don't do that. I ain't saying do that because that's what white people do. When you see Black people running around here who reenact slavery. Hello, welcome to the plantation. I sure feels good that you came here and I bless you kindly. No, don't do that because usually it's white people who's doing a cosplaying tour. No, you go out there and just respectfully, hey, my name is Deion Taylor. My name is Deion Taylor, and as a foundation of Black American, I come from this lineage, and I'm here, and I'm here in Mississippi. I want to give you a tour of an area called the Devil's Punch Bowl, where they the Union soldiers came and slaughtered and killed off a bunch of Black people in this area, or whatever. It doesn't have to be that heavy. It could be more lighthearted, whatever. It can be more lighthearted. And you can charge whatever. Even if, let's say you charge $10 a head and you get five people, you still got $50. It's not bad for going on a walking tour. And everybody pay that. That's nothing. You're $50 a day. That ain't bad. Going to walking tour for about an hour, go around the neighborhood. Hey, my name is Steve Smith. $10, meet me here. We're going to talk about this block and the historic significance of it. Tourists will pay that. Do you understand that? Tourists will pay that. Just present yourself. Just be clean. You know? Just be clean. Yeah, do three tours a day. I'm telling you, family. We have to market our culture, and you guys are experts. All of you who are FBA, you are already credentialed. All you have to do is know the history of your area. You got to know the history of it. Yeah? Yeah, the Buffalo Soldiers. If you're really going to have credentials if you have a an ancestor who had some kind of significant relevance, like who was a Buffalo soldier, right? Who was a Union soldier a Union soldier in the army, some type of politician who was significant back in the 1800s or whatever, you know? But you don't need that just because your credentials is that you're a foundation of Black American, and that's good enough. Yeah, the Freedom Tour, whatever you want to call it. Yeah? Whatever you want to call it, I'm telling you how you can get it in. Yeah, I saw that Akon, and a lot of people are getting on Akon's bumper about that. And I talked about that the other day. Akon, and y'all know I'm not going to really revisit it too much, but the whole Akon thing where he was talking about how the African artists are better because they got more stage presence and people are calling him out. Akon, man, really has a bug in his ass about foundational Black Americans. You know what I think it was... you know, a lot of these cats, they get older and they get this like a revenge thing. I think he thinks he's getting revenge because when he was a kid, he probably got clowned in school by Foundation of Black Americans. Because that's really what the root of all of that is. These dudes go to school, some FBAs clowned them, and they hold on to that for life. So, because people are like, even some of his people who were supporting him, like, hey man, what's up with this guy? What's up with this guy? Every time he does an interview, he's taking a dig at foundational Black Americans. Every time he's doing interviews. And when we start clapping back, I see people all in the comment, oh, why are y'all so divisive? This is so, no, don't hop in our, that's bad faith. Don't hop in our DMs in our comment sections talking about why we so damn divisive. Because see, the thing is, when Akon is saying all this reckless stuff, y'all ain't saying nothing about that. It's very one-sided. When Akon is talking reckless about us, y'all be cockeying and kikiing with him. Y'all not really checking him. Y'all not really saying, hey, Akon, that's divisive. Just like the girl he was doing the interview with when he was talking about, yeah, these Black American, man, they be sagging. They be all high on stage. Man, they ain't got the stage presence at us. And the girl was like, She's cockeying and kikiing with him because she's like ribbing or something too. I don't know what she is. But yeah, you skinning and grinning with him. Akon had a cool run, and he had a run like a decade ago. He had a cool run. But now he's kind of grasping for significance to a certain degree by trying to denigrate us. And my thing is, look, with Akon, and I know people have been posting funny clips of African singers, and my thing is, I got a legitimate question. Forget all the jokes. Who are these African artists who are just so great? Not to denigrate them, but who are these artists over there that Akon is talking about who's just so much greater than FBA artists? And I won't even put our heavyweights up there. I'm not going to even put the Beyoncés up there. I'm not going to put the Stevie Wonders. I'm not going to even go for the Michael Jacksons and the Prince. No. We don't even have to go there. I won't even put them. I won't even put Chris Brown. That's one of our A1s right there. Let's go to some of our second tier performers. I won't denigrate some of these performers, but hell. Who's better than Joe performance-wise? And Joe, he's a phenomenal performer. He does a great show. Well, Ashanti, Ciara. Who's better than them? For real, let's keep it a buck. Who are you talking about? Who are these artists over there? No, I'm curious now. No, I won't even put them on Usher. I won't even give you those. I'm not going to give you the superstars. Usher. We know Usher will kill them. I won't give you Chris Brown. I won't give you Beyonce. I won't give you those guys. Hell, well, I'll give you Eric Benet. Let's go, Music Soul Child. Let's do some, We don't even have to go A-list. We don't even have to go A-list. Who's better? Over there. Who? And that's a legitimate question. Who? I really want to know who he's talking about. Who are these? Yeah, Tank, Jaheim. Hell, Lizzo. Hell, who's better than Lizzo? Lizzo is a great performer. Hell, who's better than Lizzo? Oh, James Brown is too easy. I'm not, y'all give, those are too easy. I'm not going to even put our superstars up. That's too easy. I won't even put our superstars up. I won't put our A-list superstars. I won't even put the James Browns and the Beyoncés and the Michaels and the Prince and Tupac's and nothing. No. We don't even have, who, Rotimi? Are we talking Rotimi? WizKid? All right. Okay. WizKid. I think I've seen some stuff of some of his performances. Does it match up to some of our... Let me look up some WizKid performances, okay? Because I know about WizKid. I like WizKid's music. I like his music. not a bad artist at all, but I mean, are we really gonna really try to go there? Let me see though. Let me look up Wizkid. Okay, I'm gonna look up Wizkid live in concert. I can't play the audio, but I'll just show the performance. Let me see. Okay, Wizkid, Essence Music. Okay, okay. Let me see. Let me just play the visuals of it. Okay, this is Wizkid. I'm just gonna play the visuals. I'm not gonna play the audio because I don't want to strike. Okay. Okay, so this is Wizkid, huh? Okay, let me see. Okay, this is what y'all kept saying, Wizkid. Okay. All right, well, hell, Ray J can give him a run for the money. Okay. All right. I don't know. No disrespect, but what is Wizkid ain't really doing anything hella spectacular on this stage. Okay. All right. Okay. Is that it? I said, Jussie Smollett can do better than that. All right. Y'all were naming Wizkid. Okay. And I like Wizkid. Burna Boy, let's look up Burna Boy. Let's just look at stage presence. I won't even play the song just for the copyright strike, but hell, just stage presence. All right. Hold on, let me... Burna Boy. All right, let's look at Burna Boy. Let's see what Burna Boy's getting down. He's at Madison Square Garden. All right. Let's see what Burna Boy got going on. Hold on one second. I got a commercial here. I'm just asking questions. And I've listened to some of Burna Boy's songs. Not bad. Not bad. All right. So let's just look at the visuals of Burna Boy. All right. Let me fast forward it a little bit. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Akon, no disrespect to Burna Boy, but what? Okay. 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 So I'm still trying to see what's so spectacular that they're doing that our FBA people ain't doing. All right, they're doing. All right. Okay. Yeah, man. Sierra, Omarion can do better than this. Edix Solange, okay. Lil Uzi, they got more stage presence. I mean, I'm trying to see this stage presence that they're talking about. Lil Uzi, no matter what you think about him, he gets on that stage and Lil Uzi burns it up. Hold on. Lil Uzi gets busy. Hold on, this is him at Rolling Loud. Hold on, let me show Lil Uzi getting it in. Hold on. Hold on. Let me show Lil Uzi getting it in. So yeah. He's more hype, more animated, doing his thing. On stage, getting it in, getting it popping. Got a book bag, I don't know what's in the bag. Hold on. So that's Lil Uzi getting it in. Hold on, I don't know what he's saying. Hold on, I'm trying to get to. Boom. So Lil Uzi getting it in. All right, so yeah. Okay, so what is Akon talking about, man? What is Akon talking about? All right. You can damn near pick any FBA artist and they get out here and turn it up. That's a legitimate question. Who in the hell is he talking about? Who is he talking about? Is he talking about this woman right here? Is this what he's talking about? Is he talking about this right here? Hold on. Hold on. Is that it right there? Is that it? Uh-oh. Is that what he's talking about? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, there it is, right there. Uh-oh. Okay. Lord, Lord, Lord. Man. What is Akon talking about? That was a legitimate question here. That's a legitimate question. I'm not seeing all of this magnificent stage presence that we don't have. You know? People just be saying stuff and then get mad when we start checking them. Dude, we have phenomenal performers. What's their version of Sierra? What's their version of Omarion? What's their version of Cisco? Hell, Drew Hill. What's their version of New Edition? I'm not trying to denigrate nobody, but when you say something, when Akon puts something out there like that, damn, dude, you're going to have to back it up. You got to back it up or you're going to get clowned, which is what people are doing. They're clowning. Don't let your boy put y'all out there like that to say some bonehead nonsense and then people start asking for receipts and it's like, no, ain't really no receipts. Yeah, what's their version of MC Hammer? Hell, MC Hammer's a legend. Don't sleep. Hammer was a legend and still is. Hammer has always been a phenomenal performer. When he had his run, Hammer was that dude. Nobody was touching Hammer. Hell, Genuine. What's their version of Genuine? Genuine gets it in. Yeah? Anyway, but like I said, we have to revel in our own culture. We have to respect our own culture. We have to bond around our own culture. We have to market our own culture. There's nothing wrong with us marketing and benefiting from our culture and our lineage. Every other group does it. We do it, and it's... if we're doing it in a constructive way, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I gave you a lot of game. Y'all need to be out there giving walking tours, marketing your culture first thing tomorrow. You can start making paper tomorrow, marketing your own culture. There's so many creative ways to do that, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here because I want y'all to start doing that and let me know who you are. And let me know how you're doing out here doing it so that we can promote you, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, y'all, that's been it, man. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Go to HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. Contribute to the museum because we're working hard to get the museum popping. Become a regular contributor to the museum. Everything is needed to keep everything afloat. HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. Anyway, y'all, man, y'all have a great week. Papiakute and Lulavuve to the family. Good night.